today on the Conservative Asian Podcast. Disney is a magical place where anybody can be anything. And they've taken that to a whole new level. All this and more on the Conservative Asian Podcast. All right, guys, sorry for the lack of shows. We, very interestingly enough, we have been out and about. We are back in a house sitting slash dog sitting again, which meant that we had to pack and do all of this stuff very suddenly. So we had to pack up our stuff. We had to, you know, do the whole spiel, right? So, But we're here. It's cool. Yeah, that's kind of about it, right? So, anyway, it is nice to be back. Unfortunate that we had to rush to do it, and that's why you're noticing it may sound a little bit different. This house is very nice. Very nice. I'm telling you, like I said before, it is an upgrade from our tiny one bedroom. And so I've converted one of the rooms into a mini workstation. So that's why this kind of works out, I guess. So yeah, we're going to be here for a while. So that's why this time around I set up my workstation so that we can do more here, right? We are going to be here for a while. And so, yeah, you know, it is what it is, right? So, anyway. Breaking news? I guess it's not really breaking news because it's been in the news. And so it's, but, Disney, for a very long time, Disney has been somewhat apolitical for a very long time. And I understand, you know, there are those out there that, again, would continue the idea that Disney was some kind of cabal and whatever, you know. Yeah. Some kind of secret cult or whatever. Which is fine. Which is fine. I knew it existed. Okay. So let's not mess around here. I knew it existed. I knew it was there, or at least the rumors were there. We knew all of those things, right? And so to now come out and have those conspiracy theories confirmed is quite shocking. That's saying something. To be surprised, to be shocked, and I don't know why I'm surprised. Maybe because it's Disney, and maybe because, you know, for millions and generations of Americans, we grew up with Disney. Disney used to be so wholesome and wonderful and whatever. And then you come to learn and find out that, holy smokes. Now, this is on the heels of the bill in Florida that we talked about the other day that was just signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis about the protecting kids K-3. Okay. Now, evidence has surfaced from top Disney execs. Okay, not the little peons that are protesting in the street, all 200 of them. You know, 0.001% of the entire population or the entire employee market of Disney, right? Just a small handful. But what is surprising and what is shocking is that there has been, There has been and there is a push to indoctrinate your kids into this sexual ideology. Okay, so top execs were a video of top execs were posted on the internet talking about how one of the top execs program or is the quote unquote parent of quote unquote a transgender and quote unquote pansexual child. Her kids are being abused. Period. Her kids are being abused. Okay. There was also talk about how Disney's going to incorporate a whole slew of LGBTQIA plus ABC ampersand apostrophe tilde 123 ABC bullcrap whatever type characters into a new whatever of Disney. In fact, Disney's gone so woke that they're ready to create their own little corner of the Disney market specifically for that group of quote unquote people. Yeah, and again, it is not some weird conspiracy theory any longer. It isn't any kind of fake whatever. Thanks to this bill, now a law, Disney is being exposed for what it is. And it's unfortunate because a lot of people like Disney. Disney isn't stupid. Well, let me rephrase that. Disney used to be smart. Okay? Used to be. Because they didn't really get involved. Controversies here and there. But Disney's managed to kind of float by because, again, they are a gigantic global powerhouse, right? So, yeah, they are on full display supporting the indoctrination and sexualization of little kids, period. And so we parents, conservatives, free-loving people, we need to make a tough decision. I mean, it shouldn't really be a tough decision, let's be honest here. But I'm just... Are you capable of cutting off Disney? Are you willing to fight to protect your kids, your nieces and nephews, your grandkids from woke ideology? Just like with Nike, right? Just like with all of these other things, right? Truth be told, we haven't bought Nike products or anything like that. We haven't done, you know, a lot. But when it comes to Disney, right, my wife loves Disney. Like, loves Disney. Stories, the music, the nostalgia even, right? It's not, it sticks in your head for a reason, right? It's there for a reason. Because Disney knows. Disney understands. It's catchy. The characters are characters you can root for. Right? The stories are interesting and engaging. Right? That's not necessarily a knock on Disney. Disney knows what they're doing. Disney's entire company was based upon allowing kids to be kids. Allowing kids to experience imagination, stories, right? And now, it's not. The craziest thing is that, confirmed, is that they used to say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, when they were doing the announcements. Like, so, for example, for, like, the parades, for the shows, it always starts with, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I forget if this is children of all ages. I don't think they do. But they said that because, and I'm pretty sure this is right, by pretty sure, I mean, I'm like 90% sure. Part of the reason that they said it, or they've been using that phrase for the longest time, is because that was Walt Disney. Walt Disney was the one who was saying it, right? And so, why wouldn't you keep it? That's him, right? So now I don't even know, you know. Dreamers, I think they said. They said they called it now, which is full of crap because, I don't know, it's stupid. So Disney's gone woke. All of you conspiracy theorists out there, I'm still waiting for you to be wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. I'm still waiting for you to be wrong, because if there is ever a time for conspiracy theorists to celebrate, it's now. It's happening. You guys are winning. You guys haven't been wrong yet. We haven't been wrong yet. Okay? That's what's crazy. Okay? Pretty soon we're going to find out that there is a firmament and the earth is flat. And there are lizard people. I don't know, man. You know, the outrageous part of it is that now those kinds of theories seems plausible. And that's crazy. That's the true crazy part about all of this. Unbelievable. And I mean that, like, I am flabbergasted. And again, this is the ploy of the left, okay? Make no mistake about it. The left, the people in power, but politicians, they want to come after your kids. Because they are, and this conspiracy is going to come true, they are a group of psychopathic pedophiles. Period. Period. Even here locally, I guarantee that people who are in a position of power, some people, and who have been in a position of power, are psychopathic pedophiles. That's a bold statement to claim. But more and more, sounds a little bit more plausible, doesn't it? More and more, you have to consider and think how much of this is true. How can we get to that truth? I'll give you an example. Just today, the Biden administration sent out a message released this morning. Early transgender surgeries, hormone treatment, and affirmations are crucial for the health of kids and teens who identify as transgender and non-binary. There is no possible way to understand or confirm or know how, why. Actually, yeah, that children know what they're talking about when they're speaking about their gender identity. You know what kids do understand? Kids up until adulthood, and even in adulthood, kids operate based upon a social currency. Okay? And in fact, that we all do. We all do, right? But for kids, they don't have the ability to leverage other things in their lives, because all they have is their relationships, basically, right? I mean, sure, they could leverage a toy when they're small or whatever, but... So, the main way of their social currency is to figure out what's the most popular. That's why, for some kids, that's why they're always on TikTok. TikTok, knowing the latest trends, knowing whatever influencer bullcrap nonsense, knowing the latest TikTok dance or trend, their bullcrap, whatever, that is a type of social currency. And if you don't know it, you're an outcast. Plain and simple. Right? And that's why you see, or I should say part of that too, is that kids think that they can just use TikTok as a means to become famous and never have to go to school again. That's another thing. Right? That's why you see all those stupid challenges and those stupid TikTok whatever bullcrap nonsense things. Like last year, there was a list of 10 things to do at your school, and one of them was to steal the something from the bathroom or whatever, or destroy the property, and kids did it. Why? Because they're idiots. Right? But that happened. That happened based upon their ideology, their idea, their understanding of their own self-worth based upon their social currency. Okay? So, what is the greatest social currency happening now? The greatest social currency that's happening right now is this gender ideology. This gender whatever. That is the new social currency for these kids. And so, of course, you want to be popular. You want to stand out. You want people to not idolize, but worship you in some kind of way, shape, or form. You want that kind of bull crap? Come out as transgender. Come out as a boy or a girl. Because here, look at all the attention. For example, look at all the attention that Leah Thompson, whatever her name is. Look at how much attention it's gotten. Right? It's undeniable that this person is getting attention. Undeniable the amount of... And what's crazy about all of it is that And kids see this. Instead of people pointing out that that's wrong, or that's a mistake, or that's not right, they see that they can get away with it. And so, of course, if you can get away with it, you're going to do it more and more and more and more and more. It's a crazy time that we're living in. They're going after your kids. They're going after conservatives. They're going after the family. Lest we forget, they have been going after the family since probably the 60s. They've been attacking the families. They've been attacking the nuclear family. They've been attacking that fathers and mothers. They've been attacking the role of fathers and mothers. They've been attacking the role of women. They've been attacking, and now it's bleeding into attacking the kids. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing that right now. They are going after the children. They're doing it in the media. They're doing it over social media. They're doing it over, you know, everywhere. And I get it. I get it, parents. I understand that it is hard. I understand that it is difficult. I understand. Raising your kids is its own job. Period. Period. And I understand too. I understand too that you just want, sometimes it's just faster, easier, better for you to get some rest, to throw on a movie from Disney because you trust Disney. Easy to throw on a cutesy cartoon from YouTube. You know, because they have that kind of thing. I get it, guys. I get it. But now more than ever, the ploy, the plan, the underlying plot for these people is to go after your kids. So we need to we need to protect the kids as much as possible. And I understand. I understand. And I hear it all the time. Oh, but they come from bad places. They come from whatever. And I hear it, guys. I hear it, okay? It is our job to protect these kids. As a teacher, it is your job to educate based upon your content. Okay? Can you pull real world examples from your life? Maybe. In fact, that was a teaching strategy given to us to be able to build a relationship with your kids, because quote unquote healthy relationships means more learning. It could. You know? But we are in a dangerous, dangerous time. Folks, we are in a... This probably is the breaking point when it comes to your kids, when it comes to the country, when it comes to... Yeah, just everything. So one of the silver linings that means is that thanks to Joe Biden, okay, thanks to Joe Biden, we see everything. Okay, so take it for what it is. You know that I'm not normally an optimist, but thanks to Joe Biden, all of this is being exposed and all of this is coming out. And now we're seeing the truth. Now we're seeing the reality. Now we're seeing that these kinds of people don't hide, can't hide, but instead are willing to throw it all away, or willing to take off whatever pretense that they had in order to get control. Parents, it's time to fight back. Parents, it's time. You may not agree with conservative values 100%. You may not agree. But I'm sure that you can come to an understanding and you can come to a middle ground that says that these kinds of things shouldn't happen to your kids. You as the parent need to be in charge. You as the parent are responsible. Do not, and this is coming from an educator, okay? This is coming from, I'm on your side as a teacher. I'm on your side as one of the few teachers who have sacrificed here in my own state. Trust me. don't miss out on what's happening to your kids. Especially while they're in school. This has been the Conservative Asian Podcast, and we'll catch you guys next time.